All is finished. At the moment of dying, we ask ourselves, in all, what have we done? When life is finished and is finally defined, when it consumes itself, this sum reveals its meaning. What does this final fulfillment signify here on Golgotha? Here is revealed the truth that laws have sacrificed an innocent. But if this victim of judicial error redeems the sins of the world, as the scriptures say, then we will no longer be able to condemn anyone to death, since all the crimes and all the penalties of the world and of men have from henceforth been purged. Thus the last person in history condemned to death has died. By his death, Christ has abolished the death penalty. Woven through with violence, the old story is ended. The time of sacrifice has ended. The time of death is finished. Death is dead. He has redeemed it. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. I dream of leaving you part of my soul when I die, a voice, a few words, some subtle sense fading, and light. In a word, the spiritual, quickly vanished in your forgetfulness like a translucent haze. O departed beloved, I will hardly remember, at the moment when I disappear, your last smile behind the mist of my tears. When the incarnate expires, he bequeaths us, in an opposite manner and forever, his body and blood, his most solid part, durable, carnal, and like us, puts his immortal soul into the hands of the Father. When the incarnation is accomplished, where the living body is undone into scattered molecules among us all, where he remains among us and we consume him in immortal memory of him. We evaporate, he remains. The words of Christ, who echoes the words of men, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.